Welcome to your five for the day. The news about Aunt McPartlin's battles with depression, crippling pain, alcohol and prescription drug addiction will have come as a shock to millions. He always seems so happy and full of life as one half of our nation's favourite TV duo. But it should be a reminder to us all that no matter how happy people look, everybody is fighting a battle. We never really know just what our friends, neighbours, colleagues and loved ones are going through. Sometimes the people who seem the happiest of all, like Aunt, are the ones hiding the deepest pain. Their smiles are a way to cover up everything that they are going through. It's true, we never know what someone is going through. Depression is as old as human history. The Bible has many examples of people struggling with despondency and despair. In his depression and fatigue, Elijah asked for his life to be taken away, and he was a pretty godly man. Jonah felt deeply despondent after God did not destroy Nineveh. Jeremiah regretted the day he was born. Job's wife advised him to curse God and die in the midst of his suffering and pain. And then, even well-known church leaders like Martin Luther, John Bunyan, and Charles Haddon Spurgeon had massive struggles with depression. World leaders like Winston Churchill and Abraham Lincoln had waves of depression that were debilitating to their life. Depression, in fact, is no respecter of persons. It has been called the common cold of emotional disorders, and it appears to be on the rise. In the United States, it's the most prevalent and most serious of mental disorders. It afflicts about 20% of the population at some time in their life. Where is God when this happens? I mean, when we feel depressed, where's God? Is God interested in us? Yes, of course he is. He wants to have a very personal and permanent relationship with us. He offers that to us today. When Jesus was here, he prayed these words to his Father in heaven. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. The Apostle Paul put it this way, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. Paul wasn't a loser. He hadn't hit rock bottom with nowhere else to go. He wasn't turning from a life of failure and counting that as rubbish. He was one of the most educated and accomplished men of his day. He was the elite of the religious class. People knew Paul and they wanted to be like him. Paul was saying that the best life had to offer and the greatest accomplishments and pursuits of any man, when compared to knowing God, ranked in the same category as rubbish. Paul also said something very interesting. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. How can we know something if it passes knowledge? Paul is speaking about experiencing God's love in a way that is infinitely greater than mere intellectual knowledge. And notice that when we experience God's love in this way, we'll be filled with all the fullness of God. What a statement. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.